My name is Maryam, and I'm one of the protesters currently in Tahrir Square. It's about 2 p.m. on Friday, and there's an insane amount of people here, many more, I would say, than on Tuesday. So we're looking at something like a couple million, maybe. Again, you can see people from all walks of life, all ages, families. People, sure, it's a really the energy is great. It's a very positive vibe here, I think, because there's a certain sense, I think, of victory that we people weren't intimidated. I wasn't one of the people who spent the night in the square, but people who did, I think there's a certain sense of victory because they weren't intimidated. They weren't scared off by whomever these thugs that have been continuously attacked in the square for the past two nights, whoever sent them or whoever they are. That we weren't intimidated, we weren't scared off, and we held our ground. The demands are the same as they have always been, that the Mubarak step down. There's a complete lack of trust on the side of all of the protesters in Mubarak. It's not just about him, but it's also about his entire regime, the sort of this gang, if you will, of certain members of the cabinet and certain prominent businessmen who have an interest in, you know, it's not just him that's running the show, it's this group of people, and there's an absolute refusal to negotiate as long as there's no guarantee that there will be any change. And the reason people, one of the main reasons people don't trust Mubarak himself to make any change and to step down, indeed, in the next few months, is because one of the first promises he made in August was that he would not run for more than one term. That he would not repeat, you know, the mistake. And as you can see, his very first promise made to the people has been broken over and over and over and over again. And even as they were making these speeches and promises yesterday, even though they might have seemed reasonable, I believe that they were meant to bypass the rational mind of the Egyptian people and appeal directly to their emotions. Namely fear, namely perhaps feeling people's better natures and that they feel sorry for this tyrant, basically. But I'm glad to see that the millions of people here that they have not succeeded in diffusing or breaking up or creating confusion amongst the protesters, and that the will to remove him and his regime and the demand for our basic rights, be they civil or political or even human rights, are unshakable, and protesters will hold their ground.